She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky, and it'd be nice to design our destiny. Hello there. Now, how does one go about doing that, and how do we use our intuition to make this happen? Well, we've got the fantastic Morgan McKean here. She's going to jump right into this awesome topic. Hey, Morgan.
Hey, thanks, you guys, for having me on. I'm so happy to be here today.
Oh, it's so great to have you on. Now, I understand that your lifestyle brand is Modern Mystic. What does that mean?
So basically, a modern mystic is someone who incorporates multiple spiritual healing modalities and understandings and blends them and gives those gifts to other people so that they can help heal their mind, their heart, whatever's aching them, and get their life back to where they want it to be. So the short term would maybe be a modern-day spiritual teacher.
Ooh, I love that. Morgan, it's right up my alley. Lisa knows I love when we talk spirituality here on Naturally Savvy Radio. Very exciting. All right, so tell us a little bit about what you do. Do you work with clients one-on-one? Do you, obviously, you have a website. Tell people what you do in a day-to-day of helping others.
So the primary core of my business is I work with people either on one-on-one, it's couples or groups, and I identify whatever is going on in their world using my intuition. So if they have a problem that they're creating in their life and they don't know where it's coming from, or they can't verbalize it, or maybe a little bit different than talk therapy where you have to talk it out a lot to get to the issue, I use my intuition and I identify the issue rather quickly. And normally it has something to do with a belief or some kind of programming we received early on in childhood, or maybe even from a trauma. And what I do is I start healing that belief or reframing that belief so that it's serving the person so that their life is healed. So if you don't believe you deserve love or you think all men are jerks, for example, you can't attract to you Prince Charming because on a very core level, you don't believe that you're worthy of it or exist for you. So in a nutshell, that's kind of what I do on multiple layers in a lot of variety of ways.
Now, let's talk a minute about intuition. So many of us have heard of what intuition, we've heard of intuition, we know what intuition is, but why don't you define what intuition means?
So for me, intuition is this knowing or this understanding without a rational or analytical way of getting the information. So for example, I tell everyone that they have intuition. As you go to the grocery store and let's say you're in the 10 items or less lane, you know, the express checkout, and you can see someone in front of you who perhaps maybe has 15 to 20 items. But rather than call them on it, you feel this thing in you that says, uh-oh, maybe I need to leave them alone because I just sense or intuit that they're not in a great place, probably not best to tell them. Now, how would you know that? They didn't verbalize anything to you. They didn't, you know, indicate anything to you. But something on a very real level, usually at a gut level, says, uh-oh, not really, you know, a place I should tread. So that's the beginning of intuition. And as I explain it to other people, I have that on steroids because I will not only know that the person's maybe in a bad place, I can tell you they're going through a divorce or their kids are leaving home or whatever it is, because when those kind of hints have showed up for me in my life, I've leaned into them. And the more I've leaned into them, the more readily that information is for me and for those that I teach how to also access their intuition.
You know, earlier you mentioned that there were some different ways that you utilize what you know and how to help people. Talk to us about some of the things that you implement.
So in addition to being an intuitive, I'm also an empath and an energy channel. So what an empath is in addition to my intuition where I can read information from other people, I also have a very high sense of empathy. In other words, when someone is standing next to me, I actually feel their feelings as though they were my own, which, let me tell you, as a young person, was not a whole lot of fun because I'd go through the regular emotional roller coaster that most teenagers did with hormones, only mine were magnified because I took in all of my friends, peers, and other students and people around me. However, the wonderful thing about being an empath when you are working with people is when they don't know how they feel or someone says, I'm fine, or I can sense that and bring it out of them. Additionally, an energy channel or an energy healer is basically this. Everything in our world is made up of energy, whether it's a solid, a liquid, a gas, or us. And within the energy structure, things are either running healthy or not running healthy. And typically in the body, whether it's blood clots or cholesterol or food items or things like that, those thicknesses or blockages started off as energy before they became a physical block, if you will. So I have the unique ability of connecting with your cells on a very energetic level, at their base level, and I soothe their fear, I soothe the trauma, I soothe the healing or whatever's going on with them, and I restore the person back to natural health. So they could have a shoulder injury, a knee injury, perhaps digestive issues, and I go in there and I work with them at a cellular level, an energetic level, to bring healing to them. And those are just a few of the things, or main things, I should say, that I do when I work with people.
So, Morgan, would you say that you're a medical intuitive as well?
You know, I know that term, and many people have gone to school in order to become that. So I don't like to claim that title in honor and respect of those people who have gone as far as to educate themselves. However, I do have that ability. I have diagnosed a lot of eating disorders, and what I mean is not necessarily bulimia or anorexia, but I literally mean what's going on in someone's digestive issue, why they're having problems. I've done well with joints and things of that nature, but I don't know if I'd go so far as to call myself a medical intuitive, though I definitely play on the border of that.
Very interesting. So tell us, Morgan, how do you heal or reframe someone's belief?
So perhaps someone comes to me and they want to start their own business. Like, it's in them, they've created this widget, and they want to start their own business. However, every bit of programming they received from the time they grew up, mom and dad, aunts, uncles, grandpa, grandma, everyone says, no, 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 we're not those kind of people. We are 9 to 5, you go, you know, you get an internship, and you go work for corporate America, and you work for 50 years, and they give you a gold watch. And, you know, those people who try to be entrepreneurs, they're just fly by night. You can't do that. Okay, so you've got a really core belief, like maybe 30, 40 years old, that says entrepreneurship isn't something you should do. It's risky, it's bad, it's wrong. Whatever it is, you now have it in a fear slot. And now you've got this business and this thing you really want to get out into the world. So what I would do, even if you don't realize that you had that belief, that core belief that has followed you all this time, I go in and I identify it and I start knocking it down, figuring out where did you first get those stories, you know, and I'll normally tell you, oh, mom and dad gave them to you. Well, what did mom and dad do with their life? And I go through a process so the person can identify and see for themselves, does this belief I hold to be true work for me or against me? In the instance of the person who wants to start their own business, if they have a core belief that I have to work a 9 to 5 because that's the safe, correct, responsible route, even if they start a business, it will fail or have problems because their beliefs don't support the success of it.
You know, Morgan, I'm such a huge believer. And I always, you know, it's funny. I was just talking to my sister because I work with an energy healer here. And I mean, I encourage all of you who are listening to please, you know, I call it the new way of therapy, because to sit and, you know, work on something for 20 years, it's kind of, the world is shifting so quickly nowadays that we don't need to sit and talk for 20 years. We can work with people like yourself who really are helping people like myself and like those who are listening shift through things much quicker. And I think, you know, the need for your type of healing and your, as an energy healer, is so needed, and you're in, it's the right time, right? The world is open to it and we're ready for it. So thank you for doing what you do. So for those of you who want to learn more about Morgan, you can visit her website at morganmckean.com. That's MCKEAN.com. She's also on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest at Morgan McKean. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. And please call Morgan for a session of energy healing. Stay well.